Amid growing frustration over an uptick in crime, officials in Anchorage are weighing what kind of solutions they'd like to see from lawmakers in Juneau. The Anchorage Assembly took the rare step of holding a meeting Saturday to hear public testimony on what residents would like to see done about Senate Bill 91, the omnibus criminal justice reform measure signed into law in July of 2016. In the time since, a debate has raged over whether provisions in the bill are worsening the city's levels of property and violent crime. One resident with that view is Cindy Moore, whose daughter was killed by her boyfriend in 2014. Moore is advocating for reform.
Our system was broken before SB 91. Now that SB 91 has passed, it's worse.
The Assembly's Public Safety Committee is currently assessing two resolutions to send to state legislators. The measures are non-binding but could influence how Anchorage's large delegation pursues reforms in the coming special session and beyond. One proposal asks for an increase in funding for alcohol and drug counseling promised under the law, along with modest revisions to the legal code. A competing resolution asks for a full repeal of SB 91, which the sponsor says is too broken to be fixed. Nearly everyone who spoke during 4 hours of testimony demanded a full repeal. Richard Evans has lived in Anchorage most of his life. He says he's frustrated by the years-long rise in crime and what he says is an inadequate response from police that leaves citizens and business owners like himself ready to take security into their own hands.
I'm not going to call Anchorage Police Department if someone breaks into my house. I will not call them to stop the crime. I will not call them to deal with the people coming into my house. I will be calling them to pick up a corpse.
When SB 91 passed, its aim was to save taxpayers money by reducing jail time for nonviolent offenders and put the savings into treatment and anti-recidivism programming. Elected officials in Anchorage say they are not receiving state money for substance abuse treatment. And some prosecutors say scaling back on penalties for misdemeanor crimes like shoplifting and low-level theft has emboldened criminality. Michael Schaefer is a municipal prosecutor and says SB 91 has made the office's work harder.
From a prosecution level, it has dramatically impaired the tools that we have to effectively hold people to account. And that's what we do.
Schaefer says the office is facing pressure from multiple fronts. The state district attorney's office, which handles more serious felony crimes in Anchorage, has less capacity because of legislative cuts to the Department of Law. As a result, Schaefer says the DA's office declines a greater number of serious cases. A small number of those who testified on Saturday cautioned against using SB 91 as a scapegoat for a number of overlapping issues facing Anchorage and the state. One of them was Sean Dabney, who spent most of his adult life behind bars from a drug offense in his early 20s. Dabney says he sees blame being heaped on SB 91 as people look for explanations to complex, overlapping social issues.
It seems like right now it's just a witch hunt. SB 91 is the witch, and we're trying to get rid of it. But you can't just throw people away. And if you repeal SB 91, then to me, you're still lock them up, throw away the key.
Both resolutions on SB 91, the reform and the repeal options, will go to a vote before the full assembly during its Tuesday night meeting.